Riley Clemens with Over and Over on Kinship Radio Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Speaking of Over and Over, it seems that there is a very consistent pattern when it comes to, you know, to the calendar. I mean, I'm not just talking the fact that there are days, you know, like there's always a Thursday following a Wednesday and
that
sort
is predictable.
Thing. Oh, very much so. Yes. But there always seems to be holidays, and I wonder why that is.
Oh, we just need stuff to celebrate. We need to find something to make us happy.
it's like life is so boring without a holiday. What day is
it,
Ryan?
Let's add another one.
Okay.
Or few. Well, it's October 9th. You're right. There are holidays today. Of course there are. I took a look at which ones there were, and I picked two that are real, and then I made one up.
Okay.
That's how the game goes. Beth and you will now try to guess which day is not today, which day is the fake day. Starting off strong with National Soccer Day.
Ooh.
Soccer Day celebrates soccer. Funny how that works. That is the most popular sporting game in the world, played by 250 million people over 200 countries.
Okay.
I'm guessing it's more than that, because there's a lot more people than that.
Sure.
So, I played in high school.
Okay.
I like soccer. Yeah.
My nieces are all deeply entrenched
all
in
it.
The sport. Yep.
Moving on to National Leif Erikson Day.
The
Viking Leif Erikson set foot in the New World a full 500 years before Columbus. So, you know, there's that. We know that because we found evidence in Newfoundland.
Okay.
A little colony there. Didn't last long, which is why we didn't hear about it until recently. So,
all right.
But yeah, Leif Erikson Day. And then National Moldy Cheese Day.
Ah.
Popular varieties of moldy cheese include blue, Roquefort, Gorgonzola, Gambazola, and the cheddar in my fridge.
I was going to say, what color is the cheddar in your fridge? Mine is green.
Mottled. We'll go mottled.
Beautiful.
Usually we eat it all before there's a chance, but occasionally.
Yeah.
And then my kid's like, oh, throw that out. I'm like, no, hold on. You cut off the mold and I'll eat it.
Oh.
Because I like moldy cheese. It adds a little something.
Yeah, but
penicillin, I think, is what.
Yeah. But when it gets furry, that's that's
you
when
cut
I
that
kind of draw the line.
That's the rind. You know, you don't want that. So National Moldy Cheese Day.
Yeah. No, I have problems with cheese, but
there's
just one of me in my home.
Right.
So now
you can't.
Yeah.
Buy a big block and hope it lasts.
Yeah. I really have to be in the mood for cheese, and then I have to eat it fast. Yeah, it's just, I wish they sold little tiny half blocks.
Oh, well, they probably do.
Full
price. But
and then, you know, the shredded cheese doesn't melt quite right.
Right,
so,
yeah.
I have issues with cheese.
You and Corbin. Corbin, he only eats white cheese.
Oh.
Only. And like, I'm like, dude, all cheese is white. The orange cheese is dyed orange. That blew his mind, but.
Poor Corbin.
Yeah.
Oh.
Here, try some white cheddar. See how you like that.
Oh, there you go.
He didn't like it.
Why?
Because it's not, he wants the really mild, the mozzarella, the provolones.
Oh.
He doesn't want any
flavor. There's
nothing
wrong with mozzarella and provolone.
Except they're not strong enough. They're not moldy. They're all right.
Fine.
It's like eating plastic. Sure.
Fine. Okay. Moving on. National Leif Erikson Day. I will be honest with you. I don't know much in regard to the history surrounding this or the Vikings or anything like that. So
it's been 1,000 years.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I haven't read that far back, I guess. So I'm no authority on this. So there's that.
It's a fascinating story to read up on it, though.
Yeah, I probably should in my spare time when I have nothing to do, you know, when I'm on my back patio just.
So in like 4 or 5 years. When
retirement.
Take an extra
retirement
vacation just to read up on Leif Erikson.
Yeah, I'll put that on my bucket list. Mm. And then National Soccer Day. Oh, I feel like I should know this.
Get a kick out of this one.
Oh, hearty har har. Very funny. But yeah, I feel like I should know this because of my nieces. They have all played soccer.
Yeah.
I mean, And I'm not just talking play. I mean, they play hard.
Mm-hmm. You've told me.
Oh, yeah. My oldest niece played collegiately. My middle niece, you know, she played all through high school, you know, played, you know, in leagues outside of high school. My niece, who right now is a senior in high school, I think she's in four different leagues, and she's flying across the country on weekends playing in leagues and getting scouted and all that other stuff. So you'd think their aunt could keep up.
It's such a simple game. It's just a ball and two nets and a bunch of people trying to kick it in. It's really
simple.
Well, that's
kind of the way I see it, but they don't. I mean, they watch it on TV at home for entertainment too. Just, I don't understand the strategy or anything like that, but no, all five of them.
Explain the offsides rule. Good luck.
I don't know. They know all the players. Yep, they follow the World Cup. I'm like, okay.
But is it today?
Yeah. I mean, can you tackle? I don't know.
Kind of.
I don't think you can. Slide tackle.
There's a slide tackle, yeah. You got to hit the ball. If you just take out the player, that's a foul. But if you
bummer. See, that's where I would love the game. But
and
yeah,
then it's up to, if you do it really hard, it's up to the ref anyway. So in some leagues, you're not allowed to. So
yeah, for me, it's got to be a contact sport to enjoy it. Not that I don't enjoy soccer. I love it when my nieces play. Just want to clarify. Okay, what day is not today? 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 The sad thing is that I think there is a moldy cheese day. That's the scary part. Why? I don't know. Because it's just a weird day, and you would pick it, and you would put it in there to throw me off no matter what, because that's what you do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And you were pretty quick in agreeing with that. So, and I think the other 2 days are there, too. So I'm going to say today is not National Moldy Cheese Day.
Incorrect.
Today is National Moldy Cheese Day. Go get yourself some nice blue cheese and enjoy that.
I have green at home.
Sorry. Same thing.
Thanks. Okay.
So you're back to National Soccer Day or National Leaf Fair today as the fake day today.
Well, then I'm going to say that today is not National Soccer Day then. I should have gone with that. Well, I feel thought like about it and I'm like, ooh.
It's weird. So I thought of this day, then Googled it. Of course it exists.
Okay.
Of course it does.
Mm-hmm.
It's in July, like July 28th. Well, and maybe it's because nationally it may be a bigger deal in the summer than I feel like it is. Like the school season especially is more fall.
Yeah.
But I know that your niece plays all year long.
Yeah, and you know, in the summertime, I mean, especially up in the Twin Cities,
it's like July 28th. It's hot for a soccer game. But
they're out there. Yeah. It's crawling with soccer.
It is a real day, National Soccer Day. It's just not today. So, but National Leif Erikson Day is today. And you know what? I bet he had some nice moldy cheese with him when he sailed over to Finland.
Maybe he kicked a ball around too. I don't know.
Probably. Here's Running Home from Cochran & Company. Kinship Radio, mornings with Ryan and Beth.